All right, 12 minutes after 8 now on this Thursday morning, 39 degrees, overcast skies. As I said, about a little over a year ago, City Treasurer Ethel Sandrach retired after being in the office 20 years as our City Treasurer. And last year, about this time, Laura Gignac actually became our new City Treasurer, and now she is with us again for 2017. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Dominic.
How's things going there for you so far?
Things are going great, Dominic, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is now your second year. Starting your second year. You were with us a year ago. I've known you for a few years. The transition between former City Treasurer Ethel Sandrach and coming into your last year went fairly well. You had some great people to work with at City Hall, the mayor, and everybody else. How did that transition go? I mean, were you the only person that actually had their name for City Treasurer?
I was the only person. I ran unopposed. Mm-hmm. The transition was very smooth. I have to thank my wonderful staff. I have a group of three girls in my office that I couldn't live without. They're a great team, so I have to give a shout out to them. Mm-hmm. That would be Heather, Melanie, and Stacy. Transition was smooth because I actually sat with Ethel for several months prior to me taking office and learned what she was doing. I kind of made my own manual, per se, right, of all the different things. As she taught me things, I made a manual so that way I would know what to do later on. I also have a banking background of 26 years. Mm-hmm. So that was easy as relative to the bank accounts. I knew, it could transition smoothly with that, could understand how they worked. And there's quite a few accounts that the city does have. Mm.
As a city treasurer, you came from Rockland and you came into your own. You actually have been working. I've heard some other people at City Hall saying that you've been doing a tremendous work there. Everybody from the mayor to everyone from the first and second floor always say that Laura Gignac, oh my God, we can't do things without her. I mean, she's amazing, and I think a lot of things that helped is is your background. Now, I got an email the other day, and some lady who contacted me and said ask her about other things about the city. Like all right, yeah. So this lady listens to us all the time. Did your office, you work closely with all the departments, the mayor as well. Did your office have to do a lot of stuff, with the recent budget cuts that they had, but that went through the mayor's office as well. Does the treasurer's office, does that have to go through it as well?
Well, I mean, the budget cuts do affect the treasurer's right. office, but they don't have anything to do. We don't have any say in the budget. Right. We have nothing to do with the budget. I don't think people really understand what the treasurer's office does. We do a lot of different things. Relative to payroll, we mm-hmm. do all the payroll for the city, all benefits, all deductions, employee deductions. We do all W-2s and 1099s that get sent out to all the employees mm-hmm. in the city. We do all the tax filing for the city, which is a great undertaking. It's a whole city. Mm-hmm. The treasurer's office also pays out all the bills for the city. So every bill that comes through for every single department has to flow through the treasurer's office. Right. And people don't realize the magnitude of that. We handle all tax title. So anything to do with past due taxes, any sale of city property, and any foreclosures. So that's also very large. Mm-hmm. We also handle all the trust funds and stabilization funds for the city, not to mention all the bank accounts for the city. We also do investment of funds and cash management. So a lot of people do not realize all these things flow through the treasurer's office. But as far as the budget, mm-hmm. we just have to adhere to it.
Yeah, that's a little different story there. All right, we have Laura Gignac, City Treasurer here in Attleboro now, beginning her second year as our City Treasurer. We're going to get onto the roadways once again, and we've got Gina standing by once again for us. Gina.
And things are heavy here trying to get into downtown Providence. 95 South is back to almost School Street. 610 connector pretty full, but not overflowing. 95 northbound, a remnants of an accident clearing out by Thurber's Avenue curve. It looks pretty good. We do also have an incident that just about cleared here, 95 northbound in Rhode Island, just after Route 4. That caused some delays. So your return trip should be fine if you're shooting down on 95 south, maybe through Providence, or maybe you want to take 295 and go right around Providence because it's wide open, under half an hour trip end-to-end either direction. Around Attleboro, we do have some slow traffic over on Thatcher and County, South Main at Attleboro Center, North Main by the highway. Park Pleasant, Emory, and it looks like we have some busy traffic over there. Kelly Boulevard is also seeing some volume, and 95 northbound is fine from the state line all the way through Canton. 495 north below speed through Hopkinton, the expressway is full but no longer overflowing. We have a new accident now on 24 northbound. Looks like this crash is right around the exit for 139, exit 20A. So, unfortunately, now we have about a mile of backup getting out of Avon. Next report coming up on Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
Okay, Gina, thanks once again. Laura Gignac in studio with us. You've actually, as I said, I've known you for a few years now. One other thing that you just mentioned about, you know, the being the treasurer, and I'm also the treasurer here at this studio as well for AACS, and you know, the good thing about it is, yeah, you have to go through stuff and you sign other people's checks. Your name is embossed on checks, and when people work for the city, and when you have people who are working away from the city, you're not an employee. Like when I play my music at the senior center, you know, I get a small stipend on that. So your name is embossed on that as well. When you finally saw your name embossed on the signature, like that's me, you know. So I know one person in your life is very, very proud of you. Your dad, Joe. Joe Spruill, who was an Attleboro police officer for many years, now down in Florida, right?
That's correct. He was in Northport.
Joe, I remember your dad always riding the little Cushman, you know, ticketing people, and every once in a while, he and Sharon were always out there all the time. But and you saw him recently, too.
Yeah, he was visiting recently, and he'll be back in June. My daughter is 17. She'll be graduating from high school, mm-hmm. so he will be here for a little while to hang out and go to our graduation party, so we're looking forward to that. Mm-hmm.
And you grew up in this area. A little background on you know, where you came from here.
Sure. I've lived here all my life. I went through the Attleboro school system. Mm-hmm. I started in banking when I was in high school. I worked for Durfee Attleboro Bank mm-hmm. back in 1989.
What branch was that?
The one in the center of town, the Bronson Building,
yeah.
was a Durfee Attleboro Bank.
So you were downstairs from our studios when we were up on the fourth and fifth floor.
I was trained in that building, and I worked in the Mansfield office for a while. I worked for First Fed for many years, mm-hmm. and then I went to Rockland Trust, where I ended my career before I came here, for the past 20 years, which was a great experience. It's a great bank. I enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, you know, as I said, I know one of your other former people that is getting married this year, Allie, who lives in the area, and I'm actually meeting her over the weekend. She told me to say hi to Laura, you know, like that. But but you know, you got a lot of good people as you know, in this area, including, as you mentioned, working for the city now at City Hall. You work with everybody. You go, and I know when you became city treasurer, one of your first things you had to do is we interviewed you here in studio, and you looked at me. It's like, at least it was me to interviewing you. You're comfortable with that, I know it's tough. A lot of times it is tough when, you know, you're in, you know, if it's a live program and stuff like that. You know, when you're on radio over here, you know, I could just come in jeans and a polo shirt or a sweatshirt, and I don't have to worry about it because nobody's sort of really looking at you and stuff like that. But it's a little different for television. Now, the other things that you've been doing, the treasurer's office has a lot of things. Sometimes you do go in front of city council, you know, for different things you do. On a day-to-day basis, you know, when you come in, you know, at 8:30, whatever time you come in, you work long hours. On a day-to-day basis, what are some of the most important things that are going through the city now?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, you have to make sure there's enough money in every account to hit payroll, to pay our bills. You need to manage your tax title accounts. you have to manage all employee deductions. So there's constant changes there. You have city employees coming in all the time asking to make changes to their direct deposit. You have people coming to pay their tax title accounts. So there's a lot of things every day that you do. And I think you have to manage your time effectively between all of those.
Sure.
Everybody in my office has a duty, but we've all cross-trained as well. So we're in the process of cross-training for every position. So that way no one person knows any one job. That's been ongoing since I became treasurer a year ago, and it's going very well.
And I know that when I know the city does have a few places that they can go to do their banking. I know the Attleboro Credit Union works very well with the city as well there. But yeah, as I said, you've got some of the people out there who are working very hard. You know, when you see a budget coming up, you know, when the mayor comes through with the budget and stuff like that, he not only works with everyone in the city, but your office as well. And there's been a lot of other things that are out there as well. I know that the treasurer's office does not just do one item that you just mentioned. You know, there are a lot of other things out there. As you take a look at other things for a moment, as we kind of change direction, what are some of the things that Laura Gignac likes to do on her spare time? I know that you recently was up in New Hampshire recently, not too long ago, with my lovely wife Carol over the holiday weekend, which I didn't get to go to because I had to work New Year's Eve. But you like to spend some time and relax, basically.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time with my daughter. My daughter's 17, so we are on filling out the scholarship forms, which is, boy, is that fun. And filling out the financial aid forms, that's a whole education in itself. So we've been spending a lot of time doing that. But I also like to, you know, go out with my friends. I like to go to new restaurants and try new things to eat. Can't say I have a lot of spare time. I do, you know, I do a fair amount of working. So sometimes I stay late, sometimes I don't. It just depends on what's going on. Recently, we do have some loan orders that are down from City Council that have been authorized. So that's a whole process that takes a very long time to go through. So it does take a lot of time out of my day.
The time when you did work briefly with Ethel Sandbach, as she was getting ready to retire, you learned quite a bit from her. You know, being in that office for 20 years, I had mentioned, I joked this morning, I says, will Laura be in that office 20 years? The way she's going, probably will be, you know. But, you know, and because you do care for the city. You know, as you said, you grew up in the city, you love the city, and you've got some good shoes to fill. And, you know, Ethel did a great job. I know that you're doing a great job, as I've heard. One of the persons that I mentioned that who said that to me was the mayor recently. He said, oh, Laura's a gem. You know, Laura's a gem. He said, he actually was the first person that sent me a text message yesterday for my birthday greetings. Tuesday was it? Whatever day it was. But he said, yeah, you know, she's a gem. You know, we'll keep her, basically. But you got some good people there as well. The other thing that the treasurer's office, are there other new things that the treasurer's office is doing? Now, you know, you dealt with a lot of things in 2016. What are some of your other things that you didn't mention today that you did see in 2016 that you hopefully, you know, are looking forward to maybe continuing to this year?
Well, in 2016, we accomplished a lot. Both Heather and I attended a lot of classes at Mass Treasurers Collectors Association. They have a lot of treasurers classes. We took a 3-day class at UMass Amherst, which is specific to the treasurer. After 3 years, both of us can become certified. So we want to continue that path. So Heather and I are learning together. We bounce ideas off of one another, and we both learn a different way. So sometimes we'll learn the same thing, but we look at it a different way. So I think it's a great path for us to continue. In 2016, they made some changes to municipal law. So there were some changes that we took some classes on, and we learned what those changes are so we can adhere to them. We also want to continue, we reorganized the office a bit, just for a better workflow. We kind of wanted to make it a little more user-friendly, per se. So we have done quite a bit of cleaning and reorganizing that have really helped the workflow in the office. I have to say I'd like to continue working with all the departments. We all work well together. Mm. We're all a team at City Hall. We're all there for the same reason, the same common goal. And I think it's good to keep that in mind. And I think some changes have been made with other departments that have been helpful for them. You know, they ask, can we do this? And I'm like, I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. So we've implemented some changes that have made it easier for us to do business, per se, with right. each other. Also, with all of our tax title files, we've reorganized them. We've tried to get people on plans that work for them to try to make everything work for just not just them, but for the city as well.
Right. The and as you said, you're in the same office as Ethel was up there. Your office right there on the corner, right around the corner. Actually, the next office from where Barry LaCasse sits. As you said, you see a lot of you've seen changes. You've seen some different people here and there, and you had mentioned one of your coworkers, Heather. Heather is no stranger. Her mom, who works also down the hall, right? Is it her mom?
Her mother-in-law.
Connie. Mm-hmm. Connie Uriette, who is with the Veterans Agent there in the city of Attleboro. But Heather's been with that office for a while too.
Yes, Heather actually became assistant treasurer in February of 2016, which really was a long time coming. She honestly deserves that position. Mm-hmm. She is my right hand. She mm-hmm. does everything. If I didn't have her when I first walked in, I probably wouldn't be in as good shape as we are in that mm-hmm. office. I knew nothing about budget, so she taught me how to read the budget, adhere to the budget, how things worked. Munis itself is a whole nother animal. To learn that system coming from the outside is definitely challenging. So Heather has been just an asset to that mm-hmm. to that office and to me, and I look forward to working with her hopefully for a very long time. Yeah.
And I know someone else that was in that office, and I know both of us are good friends with another person who was in that office for many years, and that's Lou Gobin. She worked in that office before retiring for many years, and as I said, we're both friends with her. She was a great asset for the office as well, and you know, working for many years in that office of the treasurer's office.
Yeah, Lou was there quite some time. She had left before I came mm-hmm. in, but she did all of the tax title right. files, and she did a fantastic job, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. She was just a gem, and I love her to this day. So, yeah. Hi, Lou. Hope you're out there listening.
Yeah. And usually that, but then you got to worry about her husband Doug, who's like, no, you're doing this and you're doing that. They're both fantastic people. That's for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, take a little sip of water or two. We're going to take a look break here and take a look at some of the other things that the City Treasurer's Office is doing for 2017.
The Parkinson's Disease Support Group meets from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month at Community VNA in Attleboro. People with Parkinson's, family members, and friends are welcome to attend. Many new and helpful resources are available at the group to help people with Parkinson's disease live well. Meetings are free and open to all. For more information about the group, you can contact Community VNA at 508-222-0118 or visit their website, communityvna.com. Are you one of the 30 million Americans who skip breakfast every day? We don't need to remind you that skipping breakfast can have a detrimental effect on your health. The Breakfast Place, located at 187 Pleasant Street, across from the Shell gas station, has been serving their customers meals made to order for over 30 years, using vegetables from local farms and cage-free eggs. Owner Casey Darconti opens the Breakfast Place every day from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. And for those on the go, all meals are available for takeout.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This week on AACS, is the word racism dead in this country? Can the side effects of our nation's history with slavery be felt? La Salette Shrine and On Common Ground will showcase historian, illustrator, and author Joel Christian Gill as he discusses the subtle racism and walls people still create. Catch this and many more local events in HD on AACS.com, as well as our Roku app.
All right, just after 8:30, we actually hit just now 40 degrees outside our studios. We'll get all the details on the forecast coming up in just a few moments. And we'll head out to the roads one more time with Gina Brown coming up in a few moments as well. Laura Gignac, the city treasurer here in Attleboro, joins me in studio today. Now in her second year, things are going very well for the city treasurer, of course, and a lot of other things going down. How many times have you actually been speaking at the and Tuesday nights at the city council? I know, you know, every once in a while, a lot of the departments do come downstairs, some of the department heads, but I know I've seen you a few times on television.
I went and spoke about the budget. Obviously, every department had to go down and go line by line on what their budget was and where cuts could be made if possible. Mm-hmm. And I've also been down to City Council for the loan orders to talk a little bit about borrowing and how that works. Sometimes people don't understand that. There's issuance costs, and people need to understand that, you know, you try to package things to save money if possible. Sure.
As you get into this year now, 2017, a whole new ball of wax, as they say, you're trying to do a lot of good things, and you are doing a lot of good things that were transitioned from 2016. From 2016 to now, to this year, are there any projects that you didn't get to that hopefully you want to get to in the next couple of months?
Yeah, there are. I would like to get some cross training in a couple different areas in the office that I have not been able to do. A little more on tax title as well. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of rules and regulations on tax title, but I've learned a lot in the last year. I think it's very interesting. So I'd like to take on that project and learn a little bit more of that in the cross training in the office. That's an ongoing thing. There's probably a lot more things I would like to learn. I don't think I'm ever going to stop learning. Mm-hmm. Every day it's something new. It's fascinating. I learn a lot about Attleboro every single day. Working with all the department heads, there are some wonderful people in the city that I work with, and I couldn't do it without them. So I'd like to continue working well with everyone there.
Going through the city hall and stuff like that, and learning about this, was there one person besides Ethel, before her, or was there one person that gave you a lot of advice?
Actually, there were two. Mm-hmm. Deb Gould, the city auditor. Sure. She is a wealth of information. She can quote ordinances and Mass General law like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. She is fabulous. Also, the mayor. The mayor was very helpful. He himself is a wealth of knowledge, mm-hmm. But really said, if you have any questions, just ask. Made me feel comfortable coming in and transitioning. So I would say those two people have been instrumental.
That's good. That's two excellent people there to know all about the city, that's for sure. All right, we're going to wrap things up one more time. We're going to head back to the roads, and we've got Gina standing by one more time for us. Gina.
Well, we're looking at some heavy traffic at Attleboro Center, also Pleasant over by Lindsay. County and Thatcher eased right up. So did North Main. South Main's still a little busy by Locust. Looking at the ride into downtown Providence, we're better coming out of the School Street area. Really, the worst of it starts at Lonsdale Avenue. 610 connector's pretty full, but not overflowing. Other parts of Rhode Island, and then getting into Providence, we're pretty quiet now. 295 is under half an hour trip end-to-end either direction. Route 1, I don't see any unusual problems. The expressway's full. 495 is looking much better. Just a little touch of the brakes through Hopkinton and 24 northbound. Some slowness in Brockton. We did have some earlier very slow traffic around Wrentham and then also around Foxborough. That seems to have eased up. 195 eastbound, there may be a road work detail responsible, but 195 east by exit 20, you've got a pocket of slow traffic, so keep that in mind in Marion. Other than that, we're looking good. South Coast Way and Mid-Cape Highway and Bourne Bridge looking good, too. Next report coming up tomorrow morning. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks, Wynn. Appreciate that. You know, you just mentioned two individuals, Deb Gould and the mayor, a knowledge about the city of Attleboro. You know, I've known Deb Gould for many, many years as well. And yeah, she is a knowledgeable person. I mean, you could ask her anything, and they're always learning things every day as well. You know, sometimes, maybe the mayor knows a lot about the stuff, but every once in a while he consults, things as well. You know, he'll go back and read certain items or that, and most of the time he knows exactly what's going on anyways. But an occasion, you've got these people who they know everything about everything. One thing that I was thinking about, you said Deb and the mayor did a lot of things. I was actually going to see if you had any thoughts on some of the old timers that you have talked to in the past that have given you information or knowledge, before you became a city treasurer.
I talked to a lot of people about the job. I have to say Ethel was the one who really just kind of told me about the position and kind of prodded me along. There were a lot of different people. Sue Blaze was instrumental as well as far as educating me on, how the city runs.
Now that we're saying everybody that you're saying old-timers, I'm thinking old-timers, that have been around the city for a number of years.
Obviously my father, obviously, he worked for the city for 37 and a half years. So he had an awful lot of wisdom to give me in regards to the city. But I mean, there was just a lot of people. I can't think of any one person off the top of my head that sticks out, but there were many, many people that I spoke to before I decided to run for city treasurer that gave me tidbits along the way that really made me make my decision.
And as you get into this year, of course, as you mentioned earlier, a little bit of reorganization. You're trying to do different things here. What are the things that you want to reorganize, for you, but also to transition with your team there as well?
Well, we've looked at all the bank accounts just to make sure that we have the best possible account, that the accounts are protected for the city. So we're going to continue to do that. Also looking for any money that can be invested, trying to invest it at the best rate we can possibly get, while still keeping what we need liquid. Also want to, as I had said, continue to reorganize the office. There's a lot of documentation that we have to keep. There's retention records and whatnot, to kind of reorganize that into a better format so when we go to look for something, we can find it pretty easily. There's a lot of things that office does, and there's a lot of paper that flows through that office. So we have to be very organized and have things at our fingertips at all times.
Yeah, and I can understand what you're saying, because I understand it, because as I said, I'm also the treasurer here at AACS as well, and paperwork goes through me, that goes through our operations manager Jim Jones. Jim has been doing stuff so many years. He could do virtually anything. He could, the funny thing, he could probably run the city as well, but he's not going to do that, that's for sure. But, the funny thing is I know what you're talking about. Jim and I sit down on almost on a week-to-week basis to go through different things here at this studio and see what budget we can get. And I know that the city also, when you do other events, when there are extracurricular activities going on, the Winterfest and all these other things that the city of Attleboro puts out, it has to go through the mayor, but it also has to go through you as well, because some of these vendors need to be paid, and you have the opportunity and you have the responsibility to, hey, you've got to talk to the treasurer's office for this.
Yeah, all of those bills, any bills for any of the extracurricular events, anything going on in the city, if we have to pay a vendor, that all comes through the office. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in those times, there's a flow of bills that come through the city that is definitely a lot more than usual. And then there's, the end of every quarter, there's a lot of flow. But there are a lot of things that the city does. And they're very exciting. We have the music in the city. Right. There's events at Capron Park. There's, like you said, the Winterfest, a wonderful event for the city.
Coming up in a month, though.
Yeah, it's a very exciting event. So if you can attend, please do. It's definitely a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah. All right, Laura Gignac in studio with us for a few moments longer. We've got meteorologist Jim Corbin going to be standing by with the latest conditions on the weather forecast in just a few moments. As you get into this year, I know that... are you looking ahead? I know you're looking ahead down the line. This year is an election year. Any thoughts about next year coming up?
Oh, yes. I am planning on running again. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy working with the residents of Attleboro, with everyone at City Hall, and I would look to continue this path. So I'm enjoying it. I look forward to continuing to improve the way we do things in the treasurer's office to make everybody's life easier and improve the workflow for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to hold on to you for a second or two. We do have Jim Corbin standing by with the latest conditions once again as our final look at the forecast. Jim.
Well, Dawn, we've got a couple of rain showers off the south coast, off of Point Judith, Rhode Island, south of Providence, and also down towards Fall River in New Bedford, and also more starting to show up near Hartford in Connecticut. Those are the ones that will eventually get into the Attleboro area, mainly late this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures, though, good news, we're going to reach around 50 this afternoon, at least if you like it mild, in late January. However, again, a couple of scattered showers, maybe even a little bit of droppable, as we've been saying, little pieces of ice, tiny pieces of ice, not going to cause any trouble. Then tonight, partly cloudy, falling down into the mid-30s. The cold air moves in as we continue through the late week and weekend. Highs tomorrow about 40, sunshine, a lot of puffy, billowy, dark bottom clouds. And then as we go into Saturday and Sunday, generally in the 30s during the day, teens and 20s at night. Our next chance of a possible snowfall, and at this point it looks like it's going to stay just offshore, would be Monday of next week, and then another chance by late Wednesday of next week. But still not a bad afternoon temperature-wise, but this will be the last afternoon for a while that the temperature will reach 50 degrees.
Okay. Well, appreciate that, Jim, and I know that tomorrow morning you'll be here. Of course, yep. You'll be on the air first at 6, just after 6, but you'll also join me in studio after 8 o'clock as well.
I'll talk to you then, and again, enjoy your birthday.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Okay.
All right. Laura Gignac in studio with us for a few moments. I know that she's got to get back to City Hall in just a little bit from now. As we start things to wrap things up, Laura, I know, as I said, first I want to thank you for coming in again. You did terrific. But you also, other than that, you had mentioned you do also other extracurricular activities as well. I know that you are on a couple of boards in the city.
Yeah, I'm on the executive committee for Sturdy Memorial Hospital and the board, which is by virtue of my position. I also do Volunteer Day. I started that when I worked for Rockland Trust. I was on that. We used to award the prizes for that, which were originally they were savings bonds, but now they award treasurer's checks for the winners of the essay contest. That is something I've always liked to be a part of, mm-hmm. So I'm going to continue to be a part of that. I also like to go to different things within Attleboro, and I try to volunteer for things that mean something to me. In the past, I've done things with New Hope and the Greater Attleboro Women of Today. Mm-hmm. So things that are near and dear to my heart, I like to get involved with.
Yeah, and as I said, continued success on 2017. Good luck in this year's election,
thank you.
And hopefully in this time next year, you'll be sitting here again and talking about us like, my God, I'm already starting my third year. But you never know. But as I said, we've been friends for a while now, and you're a pleasure to know and pleasure to see you all the time. And as I said, you can't do it alone. I know you can't do it alone at the treasurer's office. You work with some amazing people who have been there, they're experienced, and the guy in the corner office is right there for you as well. Kevin Dumas is always there, and he's got this and that going all over the place, but he does take time to get to know and talk to everybody in that city hall who needs a question answered as well.
Yeah, he really does go out of his way. When I first started, obviously, I was like a fish out of water. Mm-hmm. So he just said, it'll be fine. You have a question, just come in and ask. And, you know, he always had an open door policy, and he still does. Obviously, he's a very busy man. His schedule is very aggressive, but he still has time to answer questions and still has time to stop and say hello to everybody. So that makes you feel good. It makes you feel part of the team, per se, in City Hall. And it is a big team. We're all there to do the same thing, which is, you know, serve the residents of Attleboro.
That's right. It's a big team, and it's a big family. And right from people from upstairs, downstairs, everywhere in between, and even at the old post office, the registry building, that's all part of the team as well. And beyond, you know, you've got all these other brand new buildings that are coming in. You've got the DPW yard that just opened this past year, and a lot of other new things that are happening in the city of Attleboro as well, where the treasurer's office will be involved in that with the signing checks to the Crinale properties and all these other places, because if they don't get paid, they don't get work. You know, they're not working. But you deal with a lot of companies out there and a lot of people.
Yes, we do. There's a large flow that comes through that office. You'd be amazed the amount of paperwork and the amount of bills that the city does pay out on a daily basis.
One other thing that I just thought of. I know a lot of the offices in the past, they do role-playing things. I know the mayor has done his office or like that. Does the treasurer's office do that too with kids? You know, that people, kids can come in and kind of shadow the treasurer.
We have not done that, but I did that when I worked at Rockland. We used to have Girl Scouts come in, and we'd show them all the different things that the bank did and the machines. They thought that was great. It isn't something that we've done thus far, but it is something I would love to do. I love to teach people. I love to learn things. So that would be something I would definitely be interested
in. Yeah, you're always learning everything. It's something new every day anyways.
Yes, it is. Every single day I learn something. It's amazing. And things that I'm like, wow, I never knew that. You know, as the average person that doesn't work for the city, sometimes you don't realize some things that the city does or how things work, and you go, wow, I never knew that.
Right. Yeah, you didn't know. As I said, continued success to you, and I want to thank you for coming in. City Treasurer Laura Gignac in studio with us, and we'll see you soon, that's for sure.
Thank you, Dominic.
All right, Laura, thanks once again.